been a while since we've had head coach of the Belleville Senators on the show, Troy Mann. I reached out to him, I think it was maybe November the 6th, and he got back to me yesterday. How you doing?
Pretty good. Tells you how busy I am, I guess.
Or how important I am. Troy, I want to introduce you to my new co-host, Miriam Cerkel. Miriam's been with the show now 3 weeks, and this is like training camp or rookie camp for Miriam.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to finally meet you. You know, Sean's finally put the call in after weeks of waiting.
Yeah. So you, I think, would be relatively pleased with the start to the year for the Belleville Senators?
Yeah, I think so. With the amount of adversity we faced in the first 6 weeks with all the injuries and goaltending issues, yeah, I'd say we're just okay. Hanging in there.
Well, tonight the Toronto Marlies are in town, and, you know, it's always a busy CAA arena when the Marlies in town. It's probably the best drawing team in the American Hockey League for the Belleville Sens. It's going to be a fun night tonight at the rink.
Yeah, it's always, biggest rivalry. I mean, they're in first place. They do have the best team in the division so far. I know it's early, but and it's always a good atmosphere, which is always fantastic for our guys to have an atmosphere. It's much more fun to play in front of an atmosphere than a dead building, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and tomorrow night's a big night. Syracuse Crunch in town. Hockey fights cancer. We've seen it in the NHL this week with numerous games with NHL fighting cancer, and tonight it's going to be here in Belleville with Syracuse.
Yeah, and we did some pictures on the ice the other day after practice for the Hockey Fights Cancer, and I just got a preview of the jerseys for tomorrow night. I think they look real nice, so that should be another good night as well.
Yeah, good stuff. So tickets still available for that one as well. Overall, any players that have really surprised you?
I think we've had a couple young guys. I think Billy Daou, as a rookie that started the season last year with us, but then we sent him back to major juniors, after a really good start. And I think Reinhardt is off to his best start in 3 years as a pro. And, we had Bernard Docker get off to a great start in the back end, and he's up in Ottawa, so we'll see how long that lasts. So, there's always those feel-good stories to start the year, you know?
Yeah. Now, are you still doing the same routine where you have a team meeting? You'll have that around 9 o'clock this morning just to kind of set the table for what you do prior to game day?
Yeah, absolutely. We coaches, staff always meet at 8 every morning, and then we meet with the players at 9. So we've put together some clips, some video clips of our last game against Toronto to kind of reinforce what we have to do better, actually, to try and beat them tonight.
Yeah. Well, and what about Christmas? You got your Christmas shopping done?
No, that is low on the priority list.
You kind of have this, vibe about you that you're Mr. Organized. It's somebody that I always look up to you as you, because you're always well-dressed and seem to be organized. And now you're going on record, you're not even ready for Christmas.
Well, the lights are up. I'm ready to go. The tree's up, thanks to my wife and daughter. I mean, that's all done. So, I mean, we're way ahead of schedule when it comes to that. I mean, living in the U.S. all those years, you get ready for the U.S. Thanksgiving, which is next Thursday. But since we moved to Canada, we tend to get things done a little bit earlier. Anyway, when it comes to the lights outside, there was some perfect weather a couple of weeks ago to get ahead of the game on that one.
I know where you're going with that. I screwed up too. I didn't get out putting the lights on. I'll wait till the next day and be wearing my gloves when I'm putting the lights up. Yeah.
Gloves, and I mean, if you look at the weather this morning, I would not want to be putting lights up tonight.
Exactly. Grey Cup weekend, Toronto Argonauts, Winnipeg Blue Bombers in Regina. Who are you going for on Sunday in Grey Cup 109?
Well, you know what? I am a Toronto sports fan with the Jays and sometimes the Leafs. Used to watch the Argos growing up. I guess I'll say the Argos, but I do think Winnipeg's a better team. So, I'm going to go with Winnipeg. I think it's the three-peat.
Good stuff. Troy Mann, head coach of the Belleville Senators, on the show. He responded to a text I sent them on September the 15th to come on the show.
Okay, well, better late than never.
Hey, Sean, great talking to you. Well, we can catch up in April now.
Okay, all right. Thank you. See you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, good luck tonight.